The best book you will ever read is the one you write yourself. In this episode, I'm going to talk about why you should write your first book, how to start the journey, and where you get the motivation from. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of A Higher Branch. We are getting a lot of new listeners every week, so welcome to everyone. And I don't want you to miss any episode, so please subscribe, hit the subscribe button. And at the end of this episode, if you like it, leave a review, share it, post it on social media and tag me in it. I'm on a mission to spread as many practical tips as possible from two of my own frameworks that I have designed, one at the age of 19, one at the age of 35. So this is a podcast where I share practical tips on how to upgrade the eight areas of your life. And if you don't know what they are, head over to ahigherbranch.com. Scroll down the homepage. There is a diagram in the middle there. And that is the first framework that I designed at the age of 19. Anyway, the topic of today's episode is what the best book of all time is. And I firmly believe that the best book of all time is the one that you write yourself. Now, you might be listening to this thinking, oh, I'm not an author, but look, I'm not significant, or I don't know much about life, or whatever your obstacle is. The reality is we are all creators. From birth, we are born with the power of creation. We have the power of vision and the power of creation, which means that life experience and life wisdom is pervasive. We all have it. And it's distinctly different from education. So don't feel like, well, I'm not well educated enough, or I'm not a good writer. I'm going to explain the process of writing your first book and why it's super important. In fact, I think education can sometimes be an obstacle. Anyway, why do I say that it's the best book you will ever read? Yes, learning from reading other books is good. I read a lot of books. I listen to a lot of books. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of people, whether it's people I work with, I live with, the Uber driver. I'm always learning through curiosity by listening to other people. But we often forget that the biggest wisdom rests within us. It is inside us. And when you commit your experiences in writing to write your own book, then what you write becomes unforgettable. It sticks, because what you write becomes a promise to yourself and a pledge to the world that this is what you have learned in life and this is what you are committing to. Whatever you write about that manifests your values, your standards, your learnings, what you are passionate about. So whenever I mention or suggest to someone that they should write a book, they say, well, I have nothing to write about, and who's going to read it? It's all too hard. I have a job, et cetera, et cetera. Now, it misses the point, because you don't write for others. You don't write for the public at large or strangers. You're not writing to get a bestseller. It's not a business, right? You're writing the book essentially for yourself and the most important people in your life. Now, for me, when I wrote the book, it was a cathartic experience. Essentially, we write what we most want to learn in life. And all my learnings came from my life experiences. But my big why also became my three children, because as I started to write, I started thinking, well, my children can benefit from these experiences. Why should they make the same mistakes I made when they can just learn about it from me? And I also wanted to motivate them to write their own book in the future so they can pass it on. I think that the reason I started writing the book, yes, is for myself, but it gave me meaning. And then when you start writing for the most important people in your life, and then as it cascaded out from there to friends, then people then said to me, okay, look, you should get this book out there and publish it. And I did. And I firmly believe that our life has the most meaning when we share our learnings with others. And a book is like the footprint that you leave on this earth that you were here. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, oh, geez, I have nothing to write about. Now, I'm going to go through with you a prescription for what to write if you firmly believe that you have nothing to write about, because you do. Once I explain the method and tie it back to the Higher Branch framework, the plan will become very clear to you. But here's the thing. If you really believe that you have nothing to write about, or you because you don't have any life experiences or learnings, that can mean one of two things. One, that you're listening to this and you're too young. You feel like you are too young to write about anything because you don't have enough life experiences. Now, in that case, your journey should be to start the process of writing your book by writing in your journal every day. Because when it comes time in the future for you to say, okay, I commit now to writing the book, you will look back over your journal and then you will have a whole host of life experiences that you would have otherwise forgotten. The journal becomes like a canvas where every day that you write, there are brush strokes on that canvas where you are painting the picture. And over time, that picture will crystallize and become clearer. And then that's when you then write the book and what will become your magnus opus. I firmly believe the first book you will write is your magnus opus. And I started writing the book essentially at the age of 19, but I didn't publish it till 35. I say that because it was 16 years of journaling that led to me writing the book or kicking it off at the age of 35. Now, whether you are 20 years of age, 30, 40, 50, 60, or 70, if you feel like you don't have anything to write about, then it just tells me that you are living a nothing life where you are living within your comfort zone and you don't have life experiences worth writing about. And the only life experiences worth writing about is how you overcome adversity, your learnings, your mistakes, your failures, your rejections, how you overcome, how you built discipline. That's why you need to start having bold goals in the eight areas of life. You need to start living outside your comfort zone and you need to write about it. Now, very soon, I am releasing a free program or course. I don't want to call it a program because it sounds like it's big and cumbersome and everyone's busy. It's actually a very concise course. The course is about the four essential daily rituals that every human on the planet needs to infuse in their life daily. And one of those is journaling. So in that, I'm going to teach you how to journal in the higher branch method. It's 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night. And I promise you, on the back of that journaling over many months and years, the goal of writing your book will become more and more achievable, more gettable, more accessible to you. And you just have to wait for that moment where you get the inspiration and the motivation to start writing your book. It can be a book that is nonfiction and it can be a book that's fiction. But the number one prerequisite for writing this book before you start the process is you have to write for you. If you are writing with the lens that, hey, I'm writing this for someone else to write a bestseller or what have you, the process is going to be very hard and arduous and it's going to take your focus off your day-to-day life. And I don't want you to do that. So the best artists, right, songwriters, that's what I mean by artists, they write for themselves. And the best songs that have ever been written were ones that were written in the studio like within an hour or two. Not the ones that the record companies said, hey, you promised me next album, you got to go in the studio and write the next album. That's why writing the next album for a lot of artists is extremely difficult because they're no longer writing for themselves. They're writing for someone else. And the other thing is the best authors are the ones that write for themselves. Then at the end of the process, you share it with others. And if it happens that it's something that more and more people want to listen to or read, then that is a byproduct of that process. It's not the outcome that you are seeking. What you are seeking is to get to know thyself and to learn from your life experiences and to pass that on to the most important people in your life. Now, you might be thinking, hey, Sam, I'm not a good writer. And so it sounds good in theory, but I'm just not going to commit to this. And let me tell you, that is not a good reason for you not to write a book because communication is a skill that does not have as a prerequisite good writing skills or good grammar, right? You can communicate through your body language, right? Your tone of voice. I started writing by actually recording things on my phone. Then I did voice to text and then I started polishing it up. And hey, you're writing for yourself, don't forget, as long as it makes sense to you when you finish this book. Now, if you feel like, hey, I want to publish this to the world, then it's easy. You just get an editor. And there's some excellent editors out there that will polish the book up for you and make it more marketable. So now I'm going to talk to you about really the most important part of this episode, and that is how to write your first book. Where do you start? Because if you don't have a structure in mind, then you're going to be meandering and it'll still be meaningful to yourself, but you want something that's structured that you can always go back to. Let me tell you, I always go back and read my own books because when you're writing your own book, it's a cathartic experience. You're in this moment, you're in this zone where you are channeling this inner wisdom, where you are in a state that is very different to the state that you lead in everyday life. Driving to work, working, eating, they are states that are not so deep, right? When you're writing your own book, you go into this deeper state when you are in touch with this inner wisdom that rests inside of you, this power and this wisdom that rests inside of you that you don't otherwise access throughout the day, which is why I think the most important time to write is very early in the morning. So I wrote my first book between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. every morning. I committed those 3 hours to writing. And as I said earlier, I had 16 journals, 16 years in front of me. And it took me a couple of years to write the book. So the process of writing was the best experience. Finishing writing the book, yes, it was good to finish, but I really enjoyed the process. And I know you will too, because the person you will become at the end is very different to the person you were when you first started writing the book. So how do you start? Well, my guide to life, my roadmap is always the 8 areas of life: your health, love, family, work, friendship, learning, wealth, and charity. What you do is you start with health and say, well, what are my learnings about health in my life? What mistakes have I done? What foods have I eaten that didn't agree with me? What sleeping patterns have I had that didn't work for me? Before podcasts and authors and this plethora of information we have today, there were 80, 90, and 100-year-old people who lived to a ripe old age by knowing themselves, because they didn't live in distraction mode. They lived a simpler life. So they would learn and say, well, that food didn't agree with me, or eating that food at this time of the day didn't agree with me. At another time of the day, it did. So you start writing all your learnings. Start with your health. Now, health is divided into physical, cognitive, emotional, and spiritual. And what are your learnings in each one of those? When it comes to your emotional, how did you deal with anxiety or fear or rejection or failure? What learnings do you have, even from the mistakes that you made? Well, most importantly, from the mistakes that you made, write that all down. When it comes to love and your relationship, if you're in a relationship, maybe you're not in a relationship anymore, maybe you're single, but what have you learned? What have you learned about dating? What have you learned in a relationship? Like how to support your partner, how to support your partner's goals and dreams, how to write them a nice note now and then, what dates to go on. Is it cycling? Is it reading a book together? Is it having a bath together? Is it giving each other a massage? Is it going to the movies? Is it going to a farm and picking fruit together? What are those learnings that you have about a relationship? Write all that down. So this is the part of writing a book where you're taking stock of what you have learned so far in the 8 areas. Now let's cycle through family. If you have kids, if you have brothers or sisters, mother or father, grandparents, what have you learned about the different relationships? How did you build a bond with each family member? How did you deal with toxic family members? How did you celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, holidays together, New Year's Eve together? All those learnings about what makes families work really well. What about in the area of work? What did you learn from work? Like for me, I'm a leader at work, but I've learned, for example, that the best leadership quality is to know when to follow as well. So I make it a mission in my business to grow other leaders. And if they become better at something than me, then I will follow them when it comes to that something. What about in the area of friendship? What did you learn about how to become a good friend? What values and standards that are so important to you that you will not compromise those values for friends? What about in the area of learning? What is your best method for learning? What are the best books that you've written? What are your techniques for finishing school or university degree? How did you prepare for exams? Write all that down. And I'm sure you can think of a lot more questions. I'm only giving you an example just for the purposes of the brevity of this podcast. In the area of wealth, what have you learned about investing your money? And in the area of charity, when it comes to your fundamental human need for contribution, write about how you contributed to this world, the people that you have helped. Now, you might say, well, some of these areas of my life, I'm missing some learnings. And that's why, as I said, the journaling experience is part of this process, because the process of writing the book gives you the focus to have goals in each of the 8 areas. And suddenly you will find yourself building a life as you build this book, because you then have something to write about As I said, it is a cathartic experience. I cannot explain every benefit you get and what will happen to you on this journey, but I can tell you that I've gone through that journey and it's been incredible. It's been life-changing, not just for me, but my family. And now I have this footprint, as I said, this mark that I've left that has become my guide to life. And then as I move on from this world, then I will have something that my kids will remember me and hopefully the people that have read that book. Look, I hope I've given you some food for thought and as to why you should write this book and how to start the process. And I wish you a lot of luck on this journey. Now, if someone out there who you think should write a book, and it's usually going to be someone older than us that we go to because they have a lot of life wisdom, and I've experienced those people, then share this episode with them. In fact, please share my episodes with anyone that you think will benefit from listening to the message, because I really believe when we put good things out into this world, good things come back to us. And also, you can help me on my mission to spread as many practical and prescriptive life lessons so people can improve their lives. It's the reason why I produce this podcast. Okay, thank you for listening. And remember that every morning is the dawn of a new day and your chance to learn from yesterday, reset, start again, and leave a positive impact on people's lives today. Until next time, live consciously, my friends.